Our next batch of stories include how fresh plans for 30 homes in a former builder's yard are slammed, the frantic search for presents taken away in the wrong car, and sunflowers have been donated for a local charity.
Revised plans for 30 new homes in a Norwich builder's yard have been slammed as unsafe by locals. Mitchell Demolition lodged an application last year for 28 homes in Sproulston's Lusher's Loak. But after neighbours and local authorities raised concerns over access and the style of the development, the applicant chose to submit revised proposals with two additional dwellings. This would require the demolition of existing buildings on the site, which is located between School Lane and Braden Road. The existing access off Lusher's Loak through wide double gates would be removed, with further access provided into the site from the northwest corner. These plans aren't any better than the initial ones, said Natasha Hartley, councillor for Sproulston Central. The revised application would see the road made slightly wider, but that's still not enough. There's no way you could fit two cars down there. I'm not opposed to a new housing development, but I can't support this. It's just not safe. Mitchell Demolition has stated the application provides an opportunity to regenerate the commercial site and tidy up the area.
Music lovers were taken back to the 1980s as Let's Rock Norwich was back once again. The huge festival took place at Earlham Park. Tony Hadley and Midge Ure were set to be two of the main headliners at the event, but were both forced to cancel their performances. Mark Armand from Soft Cell replaced Hadley, while Nathan Moore from Brother Beyond stood in for Midge Ure. Among the other acts performing were Bananarama, Happy Mondays, Heaven 17, The Farm, Neville Staple, Jazz, Toya and Blancmange. Revellers donned neon clothing, wigs and all things 80s as they discoed in the sunshine.
A mum-to-be was left perplexed after realising that her baby shower presents were missing, sparking a frantic search with a dose of disbelief. But after asking her friends to put the presents in her silver Hyundai at the end of the day, she soon found out they were unknowingly left in someone else's car instead. After a group posted on social media hoping the owner of the other car saw the mistake, the presents were returned to the Little Park Cafe located inside the grounds of the Laundry Lane Park the next day.
Relieved neighbours of the city's prison say they have been able to live in peace for the last year after police upped patrols in the area. Knox Road, which leads up to HMP Norwich on the outskirts of the city centre, used to host slanging matches and arguments at all hours. A year ago, a plea for quiet was issued by those living nearby, and it seemed to have worked, with prison staff cracking down on behaviour around the NR1 estate. Velma Wright spoke to this newspaper after experiencing lots of swearing and shouting at her house in Venables Court. However, the 77-year-old has seen things improve vastly, saying, "The staff do more checks now with the sniffer dogs, and they come around on a more regular basis too. They've dug out the patch of land where people used to stand on and throw drugs or phones over to the prisoners."
A Norfolk farmer has donated his entire crop of 90,000 sunflowers to help raise money for a £12.5 million new hospice. Rob Alexander, whose family's farming business is based at Pullham Market near Diss, grew the colourful crop after being inspired by the sunflower fields of Tuscany. And now the towering yellow flowers are being sold to raise money for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice charity, which is close to its £12.5 million target to build the Priscilla Bacon Lodge. The new centre, nearing completion at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, will provide state-of-the-art palliative care for people with terminal or life-limiting illnesses. Mr. Alexander donated the flowers to his partner Trina Baer, managing director of Norwich-based industrial supplies company Lamberts, who is using them as part of its corporate fundraising pledge to the charity. The sunflowers are being sold for a suggested donation of £1 per stem across the Priscilla Bacon Lodge Hospice Charity's nine shops: Anglia Square, Norwich, Aylsham, Beaufort, Cromer, Drayton, North Walsham, Sheringham, Stalham and Taverham. Now we have our second feature, written by Derek James, who is raising a glass to the history of a city brewery, and your reader is Sarah Lusher.